welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you're just joining us, I have my sister Marjorie Roberts here with me today as we're talking about a just got back trip that we had to Nemacolor Woodlands Resort in Pennsylvania, about an hour, maybe an hour and a half outside of Pittsburgh. There is so much to do there. Now, if you heard segment one, you heard Marjorie and I talking about our spa experience. It was so fantastic, Marjorie.
Yes, it was. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, but you know,
a lot.
I know. But there are other things to do because we also did the sip and paint, and you were a pro at that. So I think you've done that a couple of times.
I have. I have had an experience to do that a couple of times before, and this experience was right up there with that same kind of thing. The teacher, you know, took us through how to paint a rose and to paint some of the symbols for Nemacolor. And that was a real good experience. We chatted and had a chance to sip wine and just so relaxing and fun all at the same time.
It was fun. And we were painting roses because we were having a very, very special time because The Bachelorette had been filmed there. A couple of episodes had been filmed there at the property. But, you know, I also had an opportunity to speak with Mandy Burnsworth, who's the director of activities there at Nemacolor. And she talked about all of the things you should do. So I want to jump right into that, Marjorie. And I want to share that with the listeners because, I mean, she talks about all the fantastic things to do. There's so many of them at Nemacolor.
We have an adventure center that's full of family-filled activities, things like zip line, ropes course, off-road driving. We have a program that's geared towards kids. It's called our Kids Club, where your kids can come and stay with us for the day while the adults may enjoy some other things and, you know, just enjoy all those fun activities that we have. We have a full zoo here. We have things like safari tours, nursery tours. We have baby animals, dog sledding, horseback riding, you know, just to touch on a few.
You know, that was great. So the other thing that I asked her, too, because I'm a big animal lover, so I asked her about the many opportunities to interact with animals.
At this point right now, we have, as far as babies go, we have a baby capuchin monkey, we have a baby lemur, a pair of baby foxes, and that's all at Nemacolor's Wildlife Adventures. So you can see all of those there. We do safari tours where we take guests around. We have lions and bears, hyenas, mountain lions, zebras, a full collection of animals. So you can do a guided tour. You can actually just walk through them yourselves and enjoy them. There is a petting zoo. You have to go on a tour to do the petting zoo. But yeah, we have a petting zoo with, you know, goats and sheep and donkeys and llamas and all kind of cool things.
So I think I saw also a wolf as we were driving around the other day. Do we have wolves on property?
We do have a wolf. His name is Diego. He's actually, we're in the process of bringing 3 new wolves in. So he's going to have some friends. So that's upcoming this month. Hopefully by the end of the month, they're here. So,
well, I want to come back and see that because when I saw the one going by, I was really fascinated to see that because so often we don't see a wolf up close like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, Diego's a British Columbian wolf. He's about 9 years old. He's been with us since he was a pup.
They also have very unusual animals there, too.
There's a white tiger out there. Her name is Ice. Mm-hmm. She's about 10 years old, so she's here for everybody to see. We have a sacred white bison on property. So there's really some unique animals here.
Now, as part of the tours, do we hear anything cultural, like what they may mean in certain cultures? Because I know certain cultures do, you know, have certain meanings for some of the white animals.
Absolutely. Yeah, the tours that you do are very, very educational. So mm-hmm. If you're into animals, it's something that you should do. It's about an hour and a half long tour. And you learn about, you know, the animals and conservation and where they came from and, you know, all those kind of things.
Well, that sounds fascinating. So do you have docents or guides who have done a lot of training in animal care and health and culture and history and things like that?
Absolutely. Most of our staff are wildlife biology majors. Some have vet tech backgrounds, but a lot of animal knowledge. So they're wonderful guides. You'll have a good time.
And there's dog sledding on the property, too.
So we have winter dog sledding and we have summer dog sledding. We dog sled year-round. It helps keep our dogs in shape. In the winter months, we have a sled when we have enough snow. If we don't have enough snow, we have a 4-wheeled cart that the dogs pull. In the summertime, we do very early morning runs, about 7:30 before it gets too hot out. So guests can dog sled year round. We have about 25 dogs on property. The winter dog sledding, it usually takes about 6 to 8 dogs to pull the sled. If we're using the cart, anywhere from 12 to 14 dogs.
And then during the summer, I think you call it Jamaican?
Jamaican dog sledding. I'm not really sure who came up with it. But yeah, the people that don't really like the cold months and, you know, don't want to get out there when it's below zero and that kind of stuff, it's perfect for them. They get the whole experience of dog sledding without the snow.
And you said you started about 7:30 in the morning. So that's because the dogs really perform better in cooler weather. Is that the thought behind that?
Yes, you have to be very careful not to overheat them because they are sled dogs. They have thick coats, so we do early morning runs to keep them cool.
That sounds great. Now, is that part of just activities that people can do, or is that something special, or just how does that work? Is it part of like the safari tour? Is it separate?
It's separate, so you can book dog sledding in its own entity. You know, we do require reservations for it, but it's something that can be booked. You spend about an hour up there, a half an hour ride, and then you get a kennel tour. You get to meet all the dogs, learn about dog sledding, see all the equipment that we use, and kind of get a background of dog sledding in general.
Well, you know, a lot of people have this misconcept that the dogs are maybe being a little abused or that you are overworking them. So just give us a little bit of information just really about the whole process of dog sledding and how it really is good for the dogs.
Absolutely. These are working dogs. They're not like the little dogs that, you know, are at your house. They live to do this. And anybody that's dog sledded here will tell you, when you go up to the dog yard where the dogs are kept and you start getting the equipment out, the dogs go crazy. You can't make them do this. This is something that it's in their heart that they want to do. So, you know, the dogs pick their own retirement age. You know, when they say they're done, and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, the dogs have a couple days off a week where they don't do any sledding and they just get out to play and run around. We have big play groups and that kind of stuff. They really, really love what they do.
I asked her to tell us about some of the other activities.
We have a 3,000-foot zip line where you can reach speeds of 60 miles an hour. We have a 3-level ropes course. We have our high ropes course, our 20-foot ropes course, and our little tyke. So there's something for everyone to do at all age levels. We have target paintball, where you can actually just shoot at targets. And we also have combat paintball, where you can play against each other. We have Jeep off-road driving, which is huge. So we have Jeep Rubicons here. We have a rock training course where you go through. And then we have 20 miles of trails where you can actually drive with an instructor telling you, you know, guiding you along the way.
Now, this drive along the way, is this part of the Jeep? Where you actually go out and you learn how to do that, and then you can do the driving yourself?
Yes, absolutely. So you learn, you know, all the basics in our rock course, and then you go out on the trails and you get to drive for yourself.
Okay, so the rock course is different than your rock wall. So the rock course is actually where you're driving the Jeeps, but you also have a rock wall as well, right?
We do. We have a rock wall, 3 different levels, you know, beginner, intermediate, and expert. So that's available any time of the day up till 5 o'clock. Everybody can come out and climb.
And I also asked her about booking all of these great activities, because you'll definitely want to book those ahead of time.
You absolutely should make reservations before you arrive. You know, things book up quickly, especially like the Jeeps and the Safari Tour, so there's not always availability. I know they do make some room packages with amenity credits that you can use towards activities here. As far as packaging stuff together, everything's pretty a la carte, so you would just book what you'd like to book.
Marjorie, I mean, so many great things to do, so I think we need to plan another trip back.
Oh, I would love to.
Now, the show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Another great place where you can go and have some fun things to do as well. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or call them at 912-223-6515. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.